Thanks for listening to the Cool Church Podcast. This is Joanne Wilson, co-pastor at Cool Church. We're praying that wherever you are on this journey, that this message encourages you. And we want you to know that you were created out of love. And now, here's today's message.
I hope you've been joining us for the last few weeks here. We've been really doing like a book study on Exodus. And right now, I want you to grab your Bibles. They are important. They are key. This thing is life. Don't just take my word for it. Take God's word for it. So whatever you got to do, get up out of your bed, get up off your couch, grab your Bible, take notes, man. The Bible says in Jedidiah 57:5 that all those that take notes will get to heaven. If you believe that, I have more work to do than I thought. So actually, please grab your Bible so that you can fact check me in the things that I am saying. I promise you they will be a blessing to your life. And as we've been in Exodus, we've been talking about the life of Moses and the things that God had called him to, because he wanted Moses to let the Israelites, to help get them out of Egypt. They were under the grasp of Pharaoh. He didn't want to let them go. And the first week we talked about calling in question. What do you do when you know that you've been called, but you got questions? Next week we talked about what's stopping you. You know, you can be called, but there's so many things that want to stop you. There's always opposition that you face. And then last week, we talked about good trouble. You ever tried to do something good, but it got you in trouble? This was the life of Moses. And I want to pick up right where we left off in Exodus chapter 7, verses 8 through 13. I'll be reading out of the NIV today, and I hope that you are with me. Exodus, you don't know where that is? Genesis, Exodus, chapter 7, verses 8 through 13. They read something like this. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, when Pharaoh says to you, perform a miracle, then say to Aaron, take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, and it will become a snake. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron threw his staff down in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. It's awesome. Verse 11, Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers and the Egyptian magicians. They also did the same thing by their secret arts. That's crazy. Verse 12, each one threw down his staff and it became a snake, but Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. I love that. Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Today, if you're taking notes, I always encourage you to take notes. I've entitled the message this: fake news. Fake news. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, God. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God, before the earth began to spin on its axis, you knew each and every person that will watch this message today, God. I pray that I would lie down as you rise up. Don't let these words be my own, but let them come directly from your throne room of grace. I pray that hearts, minds, and ears are open and receptive to a word that will always be about Jesus. God, we love you. We praise you. And I just pray that one, God, I pray for the one that needs to hear this word the most. Let it penetrate their soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Fake news. We're talking about fake news today. And if you live in 2020, unless you've been under a rock, you have probably heard that term fake news a lot, especially if you watch the news. The definition or the denotation of the word fake news as it's defined is this: false news stories, often of a sensational nature, created to be widely shared or distributed for the purpose of generating revenue or promoting or discrediting a public figure, political movement, company, etc., so on and so forth. Fake news, in layman's terms, is this: it's misleading information. It's false information that is widely publicized in order to get people to believe something that is not true. It is a publicized lie. Fake news, I know it seems like a very popular term in 2020, but if you open up the Word of God, even dating back to His Old Testament, you can find fake news. Says the Bible fake news? Absolutely not. But you can find people in God's Word that have been deceived by fake news. And I know we've been talking and focusing a lot on the life of Moses and his call, but as we pick up in chapter 7 of Exodus, I want to actually pull some truths from Pharaoh's life today. By this time, Pharaoh is already disgusted. He's had a meeting with Moses and Aaron, and Moses gives his request. He says, Pharaoh, God says to let my people go. And Pharaoh's response to this is interesting because he says, look, I don't know this God. I don't care about this God. I'm not letting these people go. Look at what it says in Exodus 5:2. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I don't know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. Pharaoh is probably one of the most stubborn people that we find in all of the Bible. And Pharaoh wholeheartedly rejects the Word of God. Why? Because Pharaoh believes that he is the only one that has power over the lives of the Israelites. He doesn't believe God has power over their lives. He doesn't believe that God has the power to set them free. Pharaoh himself has a godlike nature. He believes he has such a godlike nature that he thinks he's the only one that has the power over the Hebrew people. He was totally and utterly convinced of a lie that discredited the power of God. Fake news. It's evident in the way that he comments towards Aaron and Moses that Pharaoh himself, the man who thinks he is a god, is a victim of fake news. There's a few things that we can learn from the life of Pharaoh, and the first is this: be careful whose truth you listen to. I'm gonna say it again. Some of y'all need to write that down. It'll bless your life. Be careful whose truth you listen to. Look at what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 7, verses 10 through 11. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Underline that. Aaron threw a staff down in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. Verse 11. Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers, and the Egyptian magicians also did the same thing by their secret arts. Underline that. Pharaoh summoned wise men and sorcerers, and the Egyptian magicians also did the same thing with their secret arts. I love these two verses because it describes to you the two voices that the main characters in our story are listening to. Listen, what did it say about Aaron and Moses? Verse 10, it says that Aaron and Moses did just as the Lord commanded. So we see that the heroes in our story, Aaron and Moses, the voice that they're listening to, where they're getting their intel, their source for their information, is God, because they're doing what God told them to do. They've listened to his voice from day one, and they're following his instructions. But then look at verse 11. We see a tale of a totally different set of directions coming towards Pharaoh. Verse 11, we see that Pharaoh, what does he do? He summons wise men and sorcerers. And these men were also known as magicians. And his advisors, they're not God. We see that Pharaoh is being advised by men. Even though they have fancy titles in front of their names, they're wise men and sorcerers and magicians, they're still just men. So we see Moses and Aaron getting advice and counsel and source material from God. We see Pharaoh getting his counsel from a group of men. Pharaoh had know-it-alls around him. He had people who practiced witchcraft around him, and he had people that practiced secret arts. That's what the Bible says. The word secret arts in this passage in the Hebrew is lahat, and it means flaming or enchantment. Flaming or enchantment. Based upon the information that I just gave you, I have two questions for you. Who do you get your truth from? And what lies are they enchanting you with? Who do you get your truth from? And what lies are they enchanting you with? See, as stubborn as Pharaoh was, we have to remember he had people that co-signed on his nonsense. They kept feeding him bad information. Then he had a bunch of yes men around him that allowed him to think that he was a god. So he didn't think that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had the power to free the Hebrew people, because he had a bunch of yes men around him feeding him fake news. I want to ask you, in your life today, who are you listening to and what are they enchanting you with? Are you successful? Listening to people who are jealous of you, but acting like they like you so they can enchant you to come down to their level? Are you married? Listening to a mistress enchanting you to leave your family? Are you an entrepreneur with ideas, listening to people with no ideas enchanting you to never start because they have never started themselves? Or are you a dreamer? Listening to people with no dreams enchanting you to stop dreaming? Or are you a Christian listening to godless people enchanting you to walk away from God? Don't be enchanted by people who want you to be just as entangled as they are. Listen to what I'm telling you today. It is so important that you get your information from the right source, because there are people that are trying to enchant you because they see you, they see your stature, they see your wisdom, they see your favor, they see your anointing, and they want to enchant you so that they can entangle you and bring you down to their level. Get your information from the right source. Too many people right now, they're believing lies about God and God's word, because they don't actually read God's word. They're just enchanted by people that talk about God's word. Yes, they get enchanted by people who think they know God's word. Or they get enchanted by their favorite preacher. Or they get enchanted by folks that they think know more than them. And they don't look at the source material themselves. And they end up getting entangled in nonsense because they have failed to get their information from the right source. I can tell you this for a fact, and I know it to be true. The Bible is probably the most misquoted book in all of history, because people take things and they skew things and they manipulate things for their gain. This is why we are living in days now more than ever that you need to pick up the word of God for yourself. Don't take anybody's word for it. Now more than ever, you need to read it. You need to study it. You need to live it. You need to do what the word says. Hide it in your heart so that you do not sin against God, because Jesus warned us of this. He said in the days and times that we live in that there will be wolves in sheep's clothing. This is what Matthew 7:15 says. It says, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, they are ferocious wolves. The only way to overcome fake news is to fact check it. Fact check all the things that are coming out. Even if they sound good, I want you to fact check them. Please fact check me. What I don't want you to do is just believe every word that your pastor says. I love you. I want the best for you. But if you are not picking up your word and fact checking everything that I'm saying out of this word, then you have problems. There were people that got upset and they used to text me, Pastor, how come y'all don't put the verses on the screen? You just put the reference. You know why I did that? I wanted you to open up your Bible and make sure I was telling you the right thing for yourself. But I love people and I'm nice, so we started putting the verses back up on the screen. But I want you to understand, I don't play with God's word. Fact check me. I live for this word. I breathe this word. I eat this word, and I will not dishonor God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit by giving you fake news from this word. I want you to understand, in 2020, people are getting their information about spiritual things from political places, and that's a scary place to be. Hear me loud and clear. I don't look to the left for my information about Jesus. I don't look to the right for my information about Jesus. I look up because his word tells me in Hebrews 12:2 that I must fix my eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter. And other versions say the author and the finisher of my faith. Listen to what I am telling you today. Stop looking for political means to figure out what side of the fence you're supposed to be on spiritually, when you need to look at Jesus, because he is the only way to grasp things that are spiritual. Political sources can't tell you things of spiritual nature. I want you to hear this today, that the most trusted news source is not Fox, it is not CNN, it is not MSNBC, it is not ABC, it is not NBC, it is not BBC. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It is the Bible, because it is the only way to fact check everything that is coming at you at all times. It tells you about past news, it tells you about present news, but it also tells you about future news and prepares you for all of eternity. Hear me, family. Hear me. Don't get caught in listening to the wrong side. You can do that if you want to, but as for me, I'm gonna get my information from the source, the Holy Word of God. Be careful whose truth you listen to. But the second thing that we learn from Pharaoh is this: don't accept a lie as the truth. Don't accept a lie. This was Pharaoh's biggest problem. Don't accept a lie as the truth. Look at what Exodus 7:11 says. It says, I already read the verse, I'm gonna read it again. Pharaoh then summoned wise men and sorcerers, and the Egyptian magicians also did the same things by their secret arts. Let's look at this for a second. Pharaoh is in a room with Moses and Aaron and all of his magicians and wise men and sorcerers, and we don't know the number of them specifically. In the New Testament, Paul talks about two of them in specific, but there were more than two of them there. There were all these people, all these yes men surrounding Pharaoh, feeding him with fake news. And Moses and Aaron burst up in the joint. This is after the first time that they went and said, hey, Pharaoh, let our people go. And he's like, I don't know this God. I don't care about this God. I don't believe in this God. So they leave and they come back. And this time they decide, okay, we're going to do what God said. We're going to perform a miracle in front of Pharaoh. And Aaron takes his staff, which was called the rod of God. He lays it down. And just like in the wilderness, when God showed Moses the first time, he lays the staff down. The staff becomes a snake. This was a true miracle. This was not a magic trick. God took something that was inanimate and he gave it life. He poured breath into it. He poured muscles, tissues, bones into it. And something that was not real, that could not move, that was lifeless, now had life. I don't know about you, but if I witness a miracle like that, I'm all right. Yeah, they can go. They can go. Can I come too? Like that, if I was Pharaoh, that would have been my response, but I wouldn't have made a good Pharaoh, because if I'd have seen the staff become a snake, I'd be like, that's good. I'm going wherever you're going. Egypt, y'all, hey, we following the Hebrews. That's not what Pharaoh did. That's not what Pharaoh did. He sees this miracle, a real life miracle, and then he calls in his buddies. Hey, That's nothing, right? Right, y'all? I could see him. Like, he probably wasn't even fully confident when he was asked. Hey, because you know it shocked him. He was like, okay. Hey, y'all got something for that? And you know, they're plotting, they're scheming in the corner, and they come in and they throw their staffs down, and through illusions and magic and sorcery and witchcraft, their staffs become snakes as well. Listen to this. Pharaoh sees an honest to God miracle right in front of him, but he failed to be amazed because his magicians were able to pull off a counterfeit miracle. You see a real miracle, but you don't care because your yes men feeding you fake news have pulled off a counterfeit miracle. Why does this happen to Pharaoh? Could he not tell the difference between the real miracle and the counterfeit miracle? Could he not tell the difference between something real and something phony? I believe if we are not careful, men and women, we too, in 2020, as men and women of God, we can fall into the same trap. What Pharaoh's magicians accomplished by pulling off a miracle that looks similar to an actual miracle, what they actually accomplished was they planted a seed of doubt in Pharaoh's mind that the real miracle that he saw wasn't even a big deal anymore. Listen to me. The counterfeit miracle took validity away from the real miracle. I want you to understand what they succeeded in was not a miracle. What they succeeded in was planting a seed of doubt. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. Doubt opens the door to deception. Hashtag it, tweet it, write it again. Doubt opens the door to deception. This happens in all of our lives at some point or another, because we have doubts about our workplace. You open the door for the office gossip to deceive you and make you leave a place that you probably should have stayed, because you have doubts about your feelings for your spouse. You open the door for outside affairs to deceive you and destroy your marriage, because you have doubts about the church based on what you may have seen or heard from the people. You open the door for the enemy to deceive you and push you away from faith completely. The devil deals in deception. If he can get you to question God, that's when he gains power over you. This is not a new trick. The enemy does not have new tricks. He's been doing this from day one. It's the same thing that he did to Adam and Eve in the garden. The greatest trick that he ever pulled was he got them to question what God had said. If the enemy can put a seed of doubt in you, he can deceive you. And if he can deceive you, he has power over you. Because Pharaoh had doubts based upon what he saw, his magicians were able to deceive him. When you have been deceived for so long, you can believe anything. People can get you to believe anything. I love what the famous theologian Matthew Henry said. He said this. He said, "What men dislike because it opposes their pride and lust, they will not be convinced of. But," this is key, "but it is easy to cause them to believe things they wish to be true." Oh my God, man, that is so powerful. It is easy to cause them to believe things that they wish to be true. What does that mean? In layman's terms, when people are against something, it's easy for them to be able to refuse what that is or refute it, to not believe it. But you can convince them to believe a lie as long as it aligns with their truth. You can convince people to believe a lie if it aligns with their truth. There are two words that have been put together in the English language that are the most dangerous words in society. You ready for them? My truth. My truth is the most dangerous statement that a person in all of society can make. Because when you say my truth, you can easily be deceived. When you say my truth, you believe that whatever you say is true is true. And you are living in a dangerous place if the only truth that you ascribe to is my truth. My truth will put you in a place that will make you so easily deceived, you will find out, you will end up believing things that are blatant lies just because you ascribe to them. Listen to what I'm trying to let you know today. Pharaoh, the reason that he was able to be deceived is because he subscribed to the notion of my truth. He believed that he was a God himself. He believed that he was all powerful. He had a bunch of yes men feeding him fake news. And if I was Pharaoh, he would say, my truth is that I am all powerful. My truth is that I don't believe in your God. My truth is that your God has no power. And my truth is that I have the power over the Hebrew people. He was willing to believe a lie just to maintain his status and his power. That's what my truth does. My truth will make you believe something just so you could maintain your status. How many people are living a lie just because of what their social status is? You see it all the time on social media. People are trying to keep up with the Joneses and they're living a lie just so they could create a snapshot or a video so everybody could believe this thing about their life that's not even true. But because they believe the lie, they want to keep the lie going. This was the problem with Pharaoh. And if you live a life in my truth, you know how you're living? You're living delusional. You're delusional. You are depleted. Listen to me, men and women of God. I love y'all too much to let you be delusional. Don't be delusional. Please do not be delusional. He was delusional. But I want to answer a quick question because you're probably thinking where I'm going next. Why does God allow people to be delusional? You know why? Because he wants to separate the real from the fake. He wants to separate the real from, what are you talking about? I love how Paul talks about this in 2 Thessalonians in his church, in his letter to the church in Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 through 12 says, listen to this. This is powerful, man. It says, for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion. Listen, so that they will believe the lie. Oh my goodness. And so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Paul is writing this letter to the church in Thessalonica because he's trying to warn them of false prophets that will do seemingly miraculous things. The way they actually put it in the Bible is counterfeit miracles. He's also warning us today of 2020 of this figure that if you've been in church long enough, you've heard about called the Antichrist, who will perform fake miracles in order to deceive people and get people to believe. Because why? People that subscribe, once again, to this My Truth, they're easily caught in the delusion. And because they want to continue to live the way that they want to live, they're going to look for anything that feeds the narrative that they have created for themselves. What was Paul trying to say? You got to get out of this delusion, because the last place God wants you to be is delusional. Because when you're delusional, you get comfortable in your sin. And God says, I got to separate the real folk from the fake folk. There's folks that want to stay in their sin. They want to be comfortable. But then there's folks that I know only ascribe not to my truth, but the truth of Jesus. I want to separate them. I want to weed people out. I want to sift people like wheat. And I want you to understand these counterfeit miracles that are talked about in the last days that were happening, obviously, in the time of Moses as well. It lets us know this one thing to be true, and that you better grab onto this, because I know you want to ascribe to all the new technology and all the new schools of thinking and all the new thought, because it's 2020 and you just want to be better and think better and you believe in things that are real. Let me tell you what's real. Spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is very real. And if you don't believe in the things of the spirit, you may find yourself being impressed by things that don't come from God. I want you to hear this. This is a spiritual battle. And God's word in 2 Thessalonians and what I read in Exodus is trying to tell us that here's the issue with a miracle. A miracle can prove something is supernatural, but it cannot prove that something is true. What am I trying to tell you? Don't get so easily impressed by everything that is flashy, because everything that's flashy does not come from God. This was Pharaoh's problem. He saw that his clowns could do what seemed to be the same thing. He saw a counterfeit miracle, and he was so impressed by the counterfeit miracle that he couldn't actually give God credit for the actual miracle that was happening in front of him. Family, do not be so easily deceived. Do not accept a lie as the truth so that you can continue to live in your truth and not the truth of God. Jesus is so important in our lives, because only through him are we actually free of a delusional mentality. And because of Jesus, I love him, because he doesn't give us counterfeit anything. Everything that comes from him is real. So when the counterfeit comes, when you want to live in the place of my truth, I love Jesus because he knocks all that out of the box. He says, you can't live in my truth. You know why? Because John 14, 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man gets to the Father except through me. Don't accept the lie of my truth. Accept the hope of the truth, Jesus Christ. And finally, Pharaoh didn't just have to be careful about who he listened to. And we also know that we can't just accept a lie as the truth. But finally, the truth will always overpower a lie. I love it. I had to let you know what the truth was, because the truth will always overpower a lie. Look at what Exodus 7:12 says. This is powerful, and it's where we're going to land today. Each one of them threw down its staff, and they became snakes. So the stage is now set. Moses and Aaron throw down their staff, becomes a snake. The magicians do the same, and there's snakes on the ground. But look what it says in chapter 7, verse 12. It says, but Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Oh, my gosh. That is so, so powerful. This is the fun part of the story, because we haven't seen this before. We've heard a few times now that the staff becomes a snake. Now we see the magicians. It seems like they can pull off a counterfeit version of this. But this is where God says, okay, you want to try to match me? All right. I'm about to separate the real from the fake real quick. And look what God does. We don't know how many magicians there were. We don't know how many staffs there were. But the Bible says that Aaron's staff, or Aaron's snake, it swallowed up all the snakes. Could you imagine that picture? Just looking at a bunch of snakes attacking each other. And one snake is just eating the rest of the snakes like Pac-Man. How much? It's crazy, right? Look at this. I got to say it again because it's so crazy. The rod of God swallows the staffs of the magicians. Not some of them. All of them. Here's what I want you to know. Devil's power is fake news. It's parlor tricks. If you put it next to something real, it won't last. Hear me. The magician's staffs could not hold a candle to the rod of God. And God says, if you think you can be like me, I'm going to separate the real from the fake. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make sure that by the time that is said and done, only the thing that's real will last. You see, God's power is the real deal. And you cannot come in close proximity to God and be fake, because you will be exposed. Listen. All the fake news, all the fakers, all the perpetrators, when you get close to God, what will God do? God will expose you. And you know what's even funnier about this story that I find so interesting? And it's not said, but it's easily implied, that after Aaron's rod ate up all of the rods, all of the staffs, all of the snakes of the magicians, the next thing that we see Aaron and Moses do, they go to the Red Sea and they turn that to blood with that same staff. So it's implied that he picked up the rod of God. There's no other snakes, no other rods on the ground. And they go and perform their next miracle, leaving the magicians now with no staffs at all. Listen to why that's so important. Because when God works a miracle in your life, only his truth will remain, and the enemy will get left empty-handed. Oh my gosh. Some of y'all think the enemy has power, but when God shows you what's real, what does he do? He takes all power away from the enemy so that the enemy cannot mess with you again. He walks away with the staff, leaving them with no staff, just so God can let them know, I'm the only one that has real power here. And the enemy gets stuck looking stupid because he tried to put a counterfeit miracle up against the real miraculous power of God. In the end, the lies of the enemy cannot stand up to the truth of God, because the truth will always overpower a lie. And at the end of the day, The truth is what's going to help you see through all of the fake news. You hear it each and every day. But if you got the truth, the Most High God, Jesus Christ living in you, you can cut through fake news like a knife. There's so much fake news going on out there, and today we need the truth of Jesus Christ now more than ever, because if you don't have the truth of Jesus in you, there'll be so much fake information coming your way that you don't know how to process. I hear it all the time. Oh, if you're wearing a mask, you just don't believe that Jesus can protect you or heal you. Fake news! No, me wearing a mask shows that I operate in wisdom and I'm trying to protect the people around me. I know that Jesus can heal me like that. I know that Jesus protects me like that. But at the same time, he also uses wisdom to protect me and keep me healthy. If you ascribe to the fact that wearing a mask is fake news, then you need to stop taking medication. You need to stop going to the doctor. You need to stop eating right. You need to stop living healthy. That is nonsense. Wearing a mask will bless you and it will bless the people around you. Don't believe, don't get caught in the hype. Oh, well, the virus ain't real, so we need to go and be back in the building to have church. Fake news. The church was never a building. The church was always about the people. If the church was a building, then the original Acts church would have never existed. That's why they did it the same way we're doing it right now, from house to house, because when they tried to gather, they were persecuted. So don't believe the lie that the virus ain't real and that we need to all be back in a building, because let me tell you something. If you believe the church is closed, fake news. The church has never been closed. We're going to keep preaching God's word every week. We're going to keep loving people every week. We're going to keep blessing the community every week. That's why a church of 1,000, cool church that met physically, is now a church of 3,000 online, because he continues to expand us and grow us even though the building may be closed. Oh, well, you have no faith because you stayed online. Let me tell you something. It is fake news. Now our reach is wider than it's ever been before. Well, Jesus aligns with a specific political party. Fake news. Let me tell you something. Jesus is not left. Jesus is not right. Jesus is the center. Jesus doesn't dabble in politics. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And if you're looking to the right and the left, you're going to miss him. You better look up, because that's where he's coming back from. Oh, the enemy has the upper hand. Fake news. Let me tell you something. He's been defeated a long time ago. 2,000 years ago on the cross, when Jesus said it is finished, the enemy knew that his time was up. That's why the Bible says that the enemy is going crazy in the last days, because he knows that his time is short, because he's already been defeated in Jesus' name. Well, God's not real. How could he let all this happen in 2020? Fake news. The Bible lets me know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Well, Jesus ain't coming back. They've been believing that since the Bible days, and he still ain't coming back. Fake news. My word tells me he's coming back like a thief in the night, and we need to be ready for him. And I don't know about you. He's not coming back because he wants us to be scared of him. He's not coming back because he wants us to be afraid. He's coming back because he loves us, and he is a king, and he loves his subjects. He loves his children, and I anxiously await the day of his arrival. Don't believe the fake news of the enemy about Jesus. Believe the truth. Believe the truth that Jesus, he's alive and well, that he loves you, he cares for you. So much so that he sacrificed everything for you. And he's coming back for a spotless bride in his church. And it's time. And if you've been believing all the fake news, it's time for you to stop being delusional. Believe the truth. Here's the gospel today. The gospel is simple and the gospel is clear. Jesus loving you, it's not fake news, it's the good news. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't ascribe to the lies that people said about him. Don't be delusional. any longer. The God up in heaven that loves you so much, he sent his son to die on the cross to prove it so that you wouldn't go through that pain. You wouldn't experience that loss. You wouldn't experience that hurt. All you get to experience is the love of God, the Father. Don't be delusional. Don't believe the fake news. Believe the good news that Jesus loves you. He died for you and he wants a relationship with you. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but maybe you've ascribed to fake news for a long time. You don't have to do that anymore. I just gave you the good news. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He rose again and he's coming back. If you want Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you want to stop feeding into all the fake news. You don't want to be delusional anymore. You don't want to be fooled anymore. You don't want to be deceived. You don't want to have doubt in your heart if he's your personal Lord and Savior. If you want Jesus in your life, on the count of three, I just want you to raise your hand. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Hold it up. Come on, hold it up. I can't see it. Maybe the people in your house can see it, but it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. God doesn't even care about your hand. He's looking right at your heart right now. If you say, man, I want Jesus in me, he's looking at your heart, and that's what matters. So the Bible says in Romans 10:9 that when you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, you're saved. That's it. All that other stuff, people telling you, oh, you got to be perfect to get to heaven. Oh, you got to do this. You got to know every Bible verse. Oh, you got to be blessed and highly favored. Fake news. That's fake news. When you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you believe in your heart he was raised from the dead, you're saved. That's the truth. And the truth shall set you free. If you want to do this with me today, all you got to do is repeat a simple prayer. But when you say it, mean it in your heart. The Bible says you're saved. Let's say it together. Say, dear Jesus, I've sinned, not proud of it, but I admit it. Today, I lay my sin down. Take it, I pray. I don't want it anymore. I reach to heaven to receive your forgiveness and take the place of my sin. I ask that you would accept me into your wonderful family. Today, I give my life completely to you. I'm yours, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You said that? You're a brand new creation. I'm so proud of you, man. I say this every week, man. We celebrate. We celebrate salvation, man. It's something we've always done from day one of Cool Church. The Bible says that when one comes back to the Father, there's a celebration in heaven. I can't open up, you know, the roof or the ceiling to show you, but his word says that it's happening right now. Man, the choir singing, angels are breakdancing, there's a full spread out. It's on. It's for you, man. It's like your birthday party. You were reborn today. And right now, church, you know we celebrate. I want you to start hitting those claps, start hitting those hearts, start hitting those likes right now. Come on, start turning up in the comments, and we about to turn up for our new brothers and sisters. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for adding to the family of heaven. God, we love you so, so much. Hey, you made that decision today. You're a brand new creation. You do not subscribe to fake news anymore. You subscribe to the truth, Jesus Christ. That sets you free. There's some prompts on the screen right now. Follow them. You say, man, I made a decision for Jesus. Well, you text the word to that number on the screen, and we'll have somebody connect with you, love on you, pray with you if you'd like that. Or you can even write it in the comments. Man, I gave my life to Jesus today. Or I love Jesus. You do that, one of our hosts will connect with you. Or you can even press the little hand in the chat, or you can raise your hand. I think that's on Church Online. You could do that right there. But any way you do it, we just want to connect with you and show you some love, because we want you to know you were created out of love. That is the truth. Don't believe the fake news about your life, that you're worthless, that you'll never amount to anything, that you're not good enough. Fake news. Real news is you're amazing, you're awesome, and you're loved. Man, I hope that message truly blessed somebody today. And if it did, hit the share button, man. Share it. Don't keep a good word like that to yourself. People need to understand the truth, because the truth will set them free. I love y'all so much. I miss you, man. I can't. It's hard. It's hard doing this, but God is with us. He's going to get us through this, and we're going to see each other again on the other side. I promise you, trouble don't last always. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the fake news that it'll always be this way. It won't. God's always up to something, and he's going to get us through this together, family. Love you so much. Stacey's got a word for you in a sec, but let me bless you out before you go. Father God, I thank you for the greatest family in all the world, a family of Cool Church. Bless them as they rise up, as they lie down, as they go out, as they come in their labor and in their leisure. God, surround them with your presence. God, I pray you keep this family healthy, safe. Bless them. Let the rest of this week be the best of this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace.
Thank you so much for listening. To hear more messages like this one, please be sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel. And if you like what you've heard, please consider sharing it with your friends because it helps so much. Don't forget to connect with us at our website, thecoolchurch.com. And always remember that you were created out of love.